This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pro-democracy protesters have blocked some roads in Sudan's capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires. They're demanding a return to civilian rule after the military seized power in a swift coup widely denounced by the international community. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to discuss the military takeover in a closed-door meeting today. In the meantime, the prime minister and other senior officials in the transitional government continue to be held at a military camp on the outskirts at the capital of Khartoum a day after their arrest on Monday. Iran executed over 250 people, including at least four offenders in 2020, and so far this year has carried out 230 executions that included nine women and one child who was executed in secret. All this according to the UN Independent Investigator on Human Rights in Iran on Monday. According to Amnesty International, Iran was the top executioner in the Middle East last year, accounting for more than half the region's 493 executions, followed by Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Southeast Asian leaders have begun their annual summit without Myanmar amid a diplomatic standoff over the exclusion of the leader of the military-ruled nation's exclusion from the group's meetings. The group's refusal to allow Senior General Min Aung Hlaing to represent Myanmar at the summit was its harshest rebuke yet of the country's military rulers since they ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in February. And journalists in the Nigerian capital are demanding authorities probe the disappearance of a colleague who's been missing for 2 weeks and have held a protest calling for his release. Tordu Salem, a parliamentary reporter with the Independent Vanguard newspaper in Abuja, was last seen on October the 13th. This is VOA News. A Seoul hospital says former South Korean President Roh Tae-woo has died. He was 88 years of age. The Seoul National University Hospital says Roh died on Tuesday. While being treated for an illness, it gave no further details. Roh led an army division into Seoul in support of the 1979 military coup that made his army friend Chun Doo-hwan the president. The coup and a subsequent military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in 1980 are two of the darkest chapters in South Korea's modern history. Massive pro-democracy uprisings in 1987 forced Roh and Chun to accept a direct presidential vote. Roh eventually won the presidential election later in 1987. Pivotal Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appears to be on board with White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for President Joe Biden's scaled-back social services and climate change package.
I support basically everyone paying their fair share of taxes, how you get to it. You know, we all have a different approach to that. But as far as on the taxation, I think that corporations should be paying at least the minimum if you're doing business in the United States. I think that anyone who basically has the protection of this country should be paying.
The president said Monday he also felt very positive about reaching agreement on his big domestic policy bill, although it is still far from certain. Facebook's top executive is defending the company against allegations that it puts profits above user safety. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg opened an earnings conference call with a defensive posture, saying Facebook works hard to make the right decisions about curtailing content versus free speech. He says the divisive content isn't Facebook's creation. It comes from a polarized society, and he welcomes regulations to help provide clarity. Zuckerberg calls the criticisms unfair, alluding to leaked documents which acknowledge women being sold as maids on the platform and Arabic language posts being suppressed. Meanwhile, he noted the company's profits increased in the third quarter and says profits will take a hit in the fourth as Facebook devotes billions of dollars to new virtual and augmented reality products. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ordinary Americans and the nation's airlines are combining to donate miles and cash to help Afghan refugees resettle in the United States. Organizers said today that they've raised enough donations to pay for 40,000 flights, but they're hoping to nearly double that amount. The flights generally carry Afghans from temporary housing at U.S. military bases to new homes around the United States. Campaign has started by Miles for Migrants. Via remote,